The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, welcome back to Rosie on the House. It's the 7 o'clock hour, our Arizona staycation hour, and the month of June we're covering Lake Havasu City, the destination of our staycation winner. And to share a little bit more about the insight of Lake Havasu City, we've got Mayor Cal Sheehy joining us on the line. How's it in Havasu this morning, sir?
Good morning. You know, it's beautiful here in Lake Havasu. The lake is just starting to heat up and ready to welcome all of our visitors to Lake Havasu.
That is got to be some pretty cold water coming out of the bottom of those dams from Powell and Mead. You know, that temperature from the dam isn't quite the water skiing temperature Lake Havasu that we enjoy in the summer.
You know, as you get into the basin of Lake Havasu itself, the water temperatures are warmer. If you're looking for a little bit cooler, you would head upriver and enjoy the cooler waters of the Colorado River.
Now, where are you from originally?
Originally from Michigan, northern Michigan.
And what brought you to Lake Havasu City, and what inspired you to run for mayor?
You know, my grandparents moved here in the late 70s, and so we traveled here as kids, and my mom wanted to move somewhere warmer, so she chose one of the warmest places in the United States, and I moved out here my sophomore year of high school, and, you know, I love the outdoor recreation that Lake Havasu City has to offer, from boating and off-roading and hiking and all things outdoors are available here in Lake Havasu City.
When you meet people that aren't familiar with Lake Havasu City, what's a common misconception that you're faced with that you're like, no, that's not the way it is at all?
You know, a lot of people think of Lake Havasu City as a getaway destination or a place to let loose and have fun, which is absolutely acceptable. And we welcome visitors from all over the world to see the iconic world-famous London Bridge spanning here over the Bridgewater Channel. But it's also home to 55,000 Arizona residents that live, work, and play here in Arizona's West Coast.
What are some of the things y'all are working on right now in the city?
You know, our biggest area that we're working on is to attract young families and business enterprises to our community so that we can continue to be a sustainable economy well into the future. Some of the projects that go along with that are some downtown catalyst projects to help redevelop and ensure that our downtown remains a vibrant place for folks to go. We're also focused on the English Village and the area where the iconic London Bridge is. And we're focused on job initiatives to help diversify our economy as we move forward.
What's the one thing you would want Arizona homeowners to think when they think Lake Havasu City?
You know, Lake Havasu City is a great place to travel to. We're not that far away. We're centrally located on Arizona's west coast, just a few hours from the valley. And it's a great place for Arizona residents to come check out and enjoy the beautiful Colorado River and Lake Havasu.
And when you say you're trying to attract young families to move out there, how's the school and education system? Because I'm sure that's a big part of people's decision on where they put their kids.
You know, we have a great K-12 system here in Lake Havasu City. It is educating, you know, our children of the future. This year, they'll be opening Classical Academy, which is more of a classical liberal arts education. We also have several charter schools. And Lake Havasu City is also home to an Arizona State University campus offering 18 different degree programs for citizens to take advantage of at much less rates than the main campuses down in the valley.
You know, 55,000, it is that kind of that you've got a small enough population to have that hometown, small-town feel, but it's big enough that you've got all the accommodations and conveniences of modern living. And like you said, you're a couple hours in each direction from another major city.
Yes, that's very true. It's, again, the location is really good. We're just a few hours from the valley, from Las Vegas, or into the mountains of Flagstaff and the Sedona-Prescott area.
All right, we've been joined by Mayor Cal Sheehy of Lake Havasu City. Thanks for spending a few minutes this Saturday morning educating all of our listeners about Lake Havasu.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to share information about Lake Havasu City.
And we all know the Grand Canyon as the number one tourist attraction in Arizona. Would you know the number two tourist attraction is the London Bridge?
I would not have guessed that.
I would not have guessed that either. Number two tourist attraction in Arizona, London Bridge at Lake Havasu City. We've enjoyed covering them. We've got a couple more weeks we'll be covering them. Our staycation winner will be traveling there next week, and we'll visit with the Nautical Inn Resort. If you'd like to win your Arizona staycation, you go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz or just click on the staycation tab from the homepage. Register to win at the end of the day today. We always draw on the 15th of the month. The end of the day today, we'll be drawing and we're sending somebody in Arizona Coles Ranch up past Payson. When was the last time you were at Coles Ranch? There's a crawfish festival for me. Was that 04 or 05? It's been a nice weekend in the Pines.